Everything's good. Forget I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, your American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And sounds to me like I've got a short going on here. Hello, are we back here, Ken? Okay. Live from Phoenix, Arizona, the American Awakening second hour. I've got George in Florida. We're talking about the United States going bankrupt in 1933, a little bit about the press conference with Ed Brown, then I'm going to get into some issues about the tax. So go ahead, George, you're with me.
Hey, George. Hey, good thing you went to New Hampshire.
Oh? Well, give me your thoughts, George.
Yes, your thoughts. I mean, I think you went up there. I think you went up there and made a statement. I think you sort of like took the wind out of the sails of the feds. Which you're,
well, you know, I went up there. I tell you, I was kind of bothered for 2 days trying to formulate a plan in my gut that, you know, I know that the Fed does not want another Waco, or they don't want another Ruby Ridge. And I came up with a plan, and, you know, even though it didn't all go as what I would have liked it to, the fact that Randy Weaver made it up there, I believe, is an insurance policy for the Browns. The Fed does not want to go in there in light of that. But as time goes on, every day that goes on, George, there are more and more and more people finding out about this, and some of the media attention that is being put out there, even in mainstream, is being done balanced now, not unbalanced. Now, most of it still is, you know, spin put on it, but there are some networks that are putting out a balanced piece on it. So, yes, I agree with you.
Can I comment on one thing I think was really going to probably get the public up in a rage? I could tell if this amnesty bill passes and they have a sign-in ceremony, before the ink dries when the president signs that bill, that the states will go into revolt over this. I mean, they will not recognize it.
That's a distinct possibility. And really, I believe that a big part of the push for this amnesty bill is because they're looking for bodies to go over and continue with this travesty over in Iraq and then possibly later on in Iran, because they're not going to get the popular vote to get, this. There was legislation that it was put forward by Dennis Kucinich, I believe, last year. It's still sitting there on imposing another draft. And they can't get that done. The popular support, there is no popular support for that whatsoever. So this, I believe, is part of the reason why they're pushing so hard for this amnesty bill is to get bodies to go over there, because they're offering these illegals citizenship if they'll go over and spend a duty in Iraq. So that you're right. I mean, you know, if this happens, yes, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people up in arms about it. Now, I've been out of town for a week, and I haven't been up, you know, on the latest current events, George. So tell me, I know the last time I, you know, actually took a good hard look at it, there weren't enough votes in the Senate to get it done, and George Bush was coming back to talk to them, try to get them to swing their vote. What has been happening with that?
Well, I mean, they keep getting killed in the Senate, and they keep resurrecting it, killing it and resurrecting it. I mean, it's like the people don't want it. I mean, what part of no do they don't understand?
Well, tell me, when they resurrect it, and I'm not a politician, I don't know how this stuff works as far as legislatively speaking, but when they resurrect it, are they, you know, they just resurrect the same bill? Are they making changes in it, minor changes here and there? Is that the way they do it?
Yeah.
How they do it?
Yeah, they're trying to, dangle the carrot. Well, you can have your amendment put in, you can have this amendment put in. But one thing I know, here's a little trick, is that you can get all these amendments put on. Same thing with the House version. Once it goes in the conference, those amendments get struck down, and, you know, and there it is. But, you know, this is the thing is, this U.S. Senate, the way it is out of control, that this is a good reason why we need to repeal the 17th Amendment that was never ratified like the 16th Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good thoughts, George. I appreciate the call. I believe I heard the music to go to a break. Yes, I did. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be back in three. Stick with me. Got some more to say on this income tax thing.
Be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I had George on the line. By the way, the lines are open today, folks. It's 800-313-9443. And I was talking about the United States filing bankruptcy in 1933 and then going into a corporate status. And it brings up memories. You know, in 1933, they went off the gold standard. And they the dollar bill used to say gold certificate on it because it was basically nothing more than a certificate for gold, which they were holding in a vault, which was redeemable at any time that they wanted to. So they went off the gold standard because they wanted to be able to print more money. They were they went into a corporate status. Then in 1971... And they were on a, let's see, how was it? They were on a gold standard, and I can't remember when they went off the gold. They went off the gold standard in 1933. Then they went on the silver standard. And if I'm incorrect here, because I don't claim, I haven't read this in a long time, folks, so you can correct me if you'd like. But at any rate, in 1971 is when they went off the silver standard, when our dollar bills used to say silver certificate. And I recall this. At the time, I was 21 years old, and I recall watching Richard Nixon come on TV, and I knew nothing about inflation or how the dollar worked at that time or anything of the like, but I remember distinctly Richard Nixon coming on TV and in a conference to the American people and saying that the reason that they were doing this is because of inflation, and the reason for the inflation is because housewives were spending too much money at the grocery store. Now, he said it, I heard it, it was on television, believe it or not. At any rate, when we went off the silver standard, that gave us our total fiat currency, which is now worth nothing more than what we believe it's worth. Okay, the good faith and credit of the American government is nothing more than what we believe that the dollar is worth. And that gives them a license. They can print as much money as they want. As soon as they put it into circulation, it devalues our dollar, it dilutes it, if you will, even further. So they have total control of it. Okay, anyway, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on with Mike. Go ahead. Hello, Mike. Mike in Arizona, are you with me? Oh, he fell off. Oh, okay, sorry. Well, we were with Mike in Arizona. I guess he fell off. Michael, if you want to call back, that's fine. Numbers are open to 800-313-9443. So that's what's happening here. So when these guys write this stuff about, well, you know, it's frivolous and blah, blah, blah. No, if you folks would do your job and do the research. And by the way, you know, you're supposed to be the reporter. You're supposed to be the scholar. You're supposed to be the people that are reporting the truth. You know what? I'm not even in this business, okay? I'm not even, I mean, my profession was in finance, folks. It wasn't in broadcasting. And what's really, really sad is that I know more about it than you do. And I don't claim to be an expert. But I do investigate, just like a lot of my listeners out there investigate, and they're sharp and they know what's going on. So I would suggest that you boys, Marcus, turn that down, please. I would suggest that you reporters and you, you know, quote, scholars, go back and do your research and find out what's really happening here, as opposed to what you're being told is happening and parroting what they want you to say. Let's see, have we got a caller, Marcus? Okay, Mike in Arizona, go ahead. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'd like to weigh in on this Brown in New Hampshire deal, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, you know, I've heard you've talked about it. I heard them on the radio, everybody interviewing them, everything. And I've been watching the mainstream media to see if they would report on it. And Saturday morning at 6:15 on NBC's Today Show, they had about 3 to 5 minutes covering it. And I have some things to say, and what I saw, and what I'm wondering about, and I, you know, kind of like to air my observations, if that'd be okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, great. You know, we heard years ago about this free state project. Everybody was going to choose one state, and they were going to vote to it, and everybody was going to move to New Hampshire. And has anybody contacted the people from the free state project to come down there and get involved with the Browns?
I have no idea.
Okay. And, you know, and I understand where you're coming from and from John and other people that are coming from Missouri or Texas to go up here and show support. And it seems that what happens is that it always seems to be there's, you know, half a dozen people that have to run all the way around the United States to go to this little hot spot, whether it's Bob Stewart or the Browns or, you know, what issue it ever happens to be, or up to Idaho with Randy Weaver. But what I'm kind of wondering is why aren't the people from New Hampshire taking care of the people in New Hampshire and things like that? It just seems that it just never seems to materialize.
Go ahead.
Okay. The next thing is, you know, let's get real about this whole thing. We're marketing the Browns, so to say, if you will. You know, you're not trying to convince me or the rest of the RBN listeners of what's going on. We're trying to sell the truth to the American people.
Right. And, I agree with you, Mike, and that's why I keep, you know, preaching to people, look, get a copy of Freedom to Fascism, have a barbecue, bring your neighbors over. Mike, this isn't about me. Okay, I the last thing in the world I wanted to do is get in a car and drive 4,600 miles. I did not want to do that, okay?
I did that.
Yeah, I did that because I had an idea and I thought that getting Randy Weaver up there would be a good thing to do. I want a resolution to this. And you know what? I have to tell you, Mike, part of it is selfish reasons, because I look at Ed and Elaine Brown and I realize that in my current situation, a year or two or three down the road, it could very well be me in that exact position. Okay. And I want to remedy this. I want to see a peaceful solution to this, because as I keep telling people that it is about you, it is about me, it is about all of us. Ed and Elaine Brown are just the ones that happen to be on the top of the mountain right now, okay? It doesn't stop there. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we could take a step back, and we should all have known how the media was going to spin this. Just a bunch of these, you know, wild militia pistol wavers, you know. And we look at the real deal. It's the IRS is the collection arm to the Federal Reserve, and the connection that they have to the media. They're all in it together, and they're all going to sit here and try to spin it in a certain way. And from what I saw, and again, these are just the observations that I saw on the Today Show, and we have to be careful, because we may only get one chance to cast the die, and they'll keep showing the same old tired footage over and over again. And, you know, I did not see too many American flags. They showed one image of one that was out on the front of their house, but the wind had wrapped it all around the pole, and it looked like an old limp rag on some clothesline. But I did see all these people with all these yellow "Don't Tread on Me" flags and everything. And
I know.
One of the last things I saw was some guy with a .45 tucked into his waistband. You know, let's get real. The
all right,
Mexicans.
Wait. But I was going to say, Mike, listen, I tell you what, I'm going to comment on that. I've got to run. I've got my lines are loaded here. But I want to say that those people with the signs that "Don't Tread on Me" curiously showed up right at the end, right dead at the end of the press conference. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have a few other things that I'd like to cover, and it's not just to complain, but I'd like to add in what we can do to make this better next time.
Well, Mike, okay, listen, I'll give you... you got 30 seconds. I got my lines are loaded here.
Okay. Well, okay, here I go. 30 seconds. Okay, the illegal aliens got this deal. They put down their Mexican flags and started waving American flags. So what seems to be the problem here? The next thing is we got this stuff with the Minutemen. You know, all the media wanted to do is cover the camouflage and the guns and the pickup trucks. And, you know, Randy Weaver understands about psychological warfare, and maybe if you're going to have Randy Weaver out here as a media spokesman, you need to get Randy Weaver a razor and a suit so he can present an image that will be sellable to the American people. And
Mike, I couldn't agree with you more, and I had that conversation with Randy Weaver, but I will tell you, Randy Weaver's his own person, and Randy Weaver is not going to, do anything other than what Randy Weaver wants to do. But trust me in that, sir. If you had seen me in that press conference and John Stadtmiller, we were both wearing suits, and we were the only ones that were. Okay.
Well, but you see, that's what happens. The media never shows the people in the suits. They only want to show the thing. You know,
Mike, I've got to run. I've got eight things. I got eight callers on the line, and I'm sorry, buddy. You can call in tomorrow. I'll talk to you again. But I've got to get through these people because I've got more to cover. I really am sorry, but I can't. I've given you all the time I can give you today. Call me back tomorrow. I'll talk. Okay. Jeff in Missouri, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, I'll be brief. If anyone was wearing a flag out there, it should have been upside down. This country is totally in distress.
I believe it. I mean, I agree with you, Jeff.
And as far as Randy Weaver being a spokesman, you know, I mean, having Randy there was probably a mark of was sheer genius. But to allow him to really expound on, I mean, what you guys did was great.
Well,
Randy there brought enough attention to it. I mean, I understand why you guys did that.
Well, it's getting bigger all the time. I mean, that wasn't the only reason that I did it. I had an idea that I expounded on. I bounced this idea off a number of people, John Stadtmiller, Jack McLam, Randy Weaver himself, a few people that, you know, of intellectual, intelligent minds, and they said, hey, go for it. It's a great idea. I was not able for certain circumstances to get, to actually, act on all of it. We got part of it done, and it was enough to where I think it's going to, at some point in the future make a difference. But I don't see, Jeff, that the feds are going to do anything right now. They'd be a fool to do anything with Randy Weaver up there.
Well, God bless Randy, because I tell you what, having what happened to him, to see your wife shot with the baby, I mean, if there's not a cause, then what is,
I tell you what.
Go through all that,
Randy Weaver went through the story with me in the car meticulously from A to Z, and it sent shivers up my spine. I couldn't imagine being in that
position. No, I couldn't imagine either. But you know what? When I see or hear about it, every time I even read about it, it just makes me, makes my blood boil. And, I try to be a peaceful person. I'm a Christian, but there comes a time when we got to stand up,
I agree. All right, I'm going to let you go,
God
Jeff.
Bless you, man. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, listen, we're coming up on a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to go to Terry, Ron in Montana, Ron in Ohio, Paul in Delaware. Be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. We've got more.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And we got loaded phone lines still. Let's go to Terry in Louisiana. Terry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, yeah, Terry.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, it's Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, listen, okay. You were talking about the gold standard, the silver standard, and when we got off of them and everything else.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of historical minor technical corrections. The gold standard, we got off of that in 1933 to an extent when gold was confiscated from U.S. citizens.
Right.
The dollar was still backed partially by gold after Bretton Woods, which was, what, 1947?
45, yeah.
Okay, 45. And Nixon in 71 closed the gold window where dollars or Federal Reserve notes could be redeemed for, $32 an ounce?
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was a lot of Americans were, because the dollar was so strong in the 60s, were going to France, was one of the big places, going to Europe, but De Gaulle was repatriating a lot of dollars back to the U.S. and to exchange them for gold, and Nixon closed the gold window in 71 because of that. And if you've seen the movie Goodfellas, remember what it...
Yeah, I saw it. Go ahead.
Okay, the movie Goodfellas, where they robbed, and I can't remember now, I haven't seen the movie in years, I can't remember if they said it was a Lufthansa or an Air France, where they got all the, what was it, $14 million of cash?
Right.
That was supposedly based on a real robbery out at LaGuardia, where...
Oh, no, the robbery was real. I know, I remember that. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that.
But it was based on, yeah, real robbery, is because of all the money that France was sending back on Air France jets to repatriate him for gold, and Nixon finally closed the gold window in 71. We got off of silver, and I know we had a silver standard, we had silver coins, we got off of that in 65, and it was right after Kennedy's assassination that Johnson did an executive order to have the silver certificates that Kennedy had issued directly from the Treasury reclaimed and destroyed.
No, really, I appreciate the input, because I went down that journalistic rabbit hole years and years ago, and you know, I know I'm not right on the dates, but I remember distinctly Nixon coming on TV and blaming it on housewives spending too much money at the grocery store. Are you old enough to remember that?
I'll be 53 this August. I think you might be remembering the whatever you want to call it, the propaganda they put out when Nixon came on with his wage and price controls.
Oh, that may have been it.
Inflation was starting to spike, and they wanted to, and you know, of course, the wage and price controls failed miserably, and we got double-digit inflation in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks. Hey, I appreciate you calling in with it, Kerry. Okay.
Bye, man. Enjoying the show. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. We got a break coming up, but I've got Ron and Paul. So let's go to Ron in Montana first, and I'll hold you over the break if I have to. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, on that amnesty bill last week, they defeated cloture on it, and so they pulled the bill off the table. Now, I don't know what cloture means. It might be a safety net for that, but when Bush got back to town, he started twisting arms, and they were supposed to vote on it again either late Thursday night or Friday, and they didn't have enough votes for it again, so they pulled it off the table again. So they're supposed to bring it up again either tonight or tomorrow night.
Okay, so Bush is just continually pushing for this thing, twisting arms to get it through. And as I say, you know, this is, I think they've got a better shot at getting this through than they do of a draft legislation, because I think that that's what this is all about, is they want more bodies over in Iraq.
Well, are you there? Hello?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You need to turn it up a little bit. I can't hear it.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the...
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. It sounds like, I don't know whether there's thunderstorms going on back there in Texas or whatever, but connection got knocked out by a computer, so I'm talking to you now from a cell phone, and I was talking to, I believe, Ron in Montana. Are you still with me, Ron? Ron, are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Evidently, there's some technical difficulties back at the network, and I don't know, something. Skype was knocked out with a thunderstorm or something.
I just wanted to mention to you, I'm hearing figures of 97% of the American people are against this amnesty bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be a government by the people for the people. They are ignoring us. Now, I've got an email here I got Saturday on my computer with a picture. It says, Mexican flag raised on top of upside-down U.S. flag by Mexican protesters in California. Those people don't like us, Mike. And they're not going to assimilate. They passed this bill. It's going to start a civil war.
Well, you could. I would hope not, Ron, but you could very well be right. That's a distinct possibility. You know, I would hope that you're wrong, but I guess. guess we'll just have to wait and see. I'm hoping that the bill does not get passed, because that's what we've been pushing for. But
I think the legislation is intended to destroy America and usher in the North American Union.
Oh, well, there's no question about that. That's what it's designed to do. Yeah. Well, okay. I appreciate your input, man.
Okay, man.
Thank you, Ron. Now, I believe we have another Ron, if I remember correctly, in Ohio. Ron in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. This is Ron, and I appreciate RBN's efforts to illuminate Ed and Elaine Brown's efforts to expose the cabal of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the illegal behavior in Washington, D.C., the international pirates, I call them, the bankers that run the Federal Reserve Corporation, have been robbing our country since 1913 with their phony money and taking our gold and taking our wealth and getting the corrupt judiciary to push their pirating activities and getting the U.S. Marshals to enforce the pillaging of our nation. And you guys are doing a fabulous job of making the Browns issue a national awareness event. And this weekend was a great effort on your part to expose the travesty on one of the American patriots who are aware of the corruption in Washington, D.C. and in our judiciary.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron, and I'll tell you, as I mentioned before, it's not, and part of this is selfish with me, because it's not just about Ed and Elaine, it's about with me too, and you, and all of us that are out there, because what people don't realize, and I mentioned this to these reporters when it, you know, at my time in this press conference, what people don't realize is that whether you file a tax return or whether you don't, not filing a tax return is a misdemeanor. It's punishable by up to 1 year in jail. But if you file a tax return and they audit you and they decide that you've done something wrong, which they could just literally find something wrong on almost every return that is filed, you are 8 times more likely to get arrested or cited or indicted for a crime than you are if you don't file a return. Not only that, but the penalties are stiffer as well. This is all about control. This is all about manipulating your money, and it's all about paying usury, paying interest on a national debt, because not one dime of it goes to pay for any services that the government provides.
Absolutely.
That's what's that. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're trying to take our sovereignty. They're trying to make us slaves. They're making us financial slaves since 1933, since we went into bankruptcy. And it's got to be clarified. Are we the people in charge of our country, or is the government in charge of us?
Well, I think that's what this may show us. You know, they keep moving forward with this new world order, and the faster and the farther they go with it, the more people that are waking up. And as I said, and this is my own testament, I've seen people waking up all over this country just in my journey out there and back, in talking to people, and, you know, just running into people haphazardly in gas stations and restaurants and so forth. There's more people awake out there than what you may realize.
I'm heartened to hear that, because the people I talk to are totally oblivious to these issues, and you guys are a beacon in the dark to keep that illumination bright and strong, because our destiny depends on broadcasting like you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that, and the truth of the matter is, and I thought the same as you. I thought, well, man, there's not enough people awake out there, but I was shocked. I mean, there was about 4 or 5 occasions that I can recount that I ran into people that, you know, I had no idea. One guy that was in a rest stop knew who I was.
Oh, that's
okay. This is in Sugar Tree, Tennessee at 3:00 in the morning.
Oh,
okay.
That's great.
Yeah, this is on top of a hill out in the middle of nowhere in Sugar Tree, Tennessee, wherever that is. It was in the middle of the night. I don't even know where it is. You know? But,
right. But I am so devastated with the new knowledge that I have that this country is under such an assault from within, and we need to get our individual, state, and national sovereignty reestablished by the awakening of the American consciousness.
Couldn't agree with you more, and we're working on it, my friend. Okay. Got to run. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm looking to get on the air.
Paul, have you got a radio on the background?
Yeah.
You need to turn it down, buddy.
Yeah, I've got you going on now, man. Okay. We're talking about results here. MySpace.com/...
You're not going to do that. Turn it down. Turn him down. You're not going to promote that MySpace, Paul, until you clean up your act, cut your hair, put a suit on, and take some of that stuff. I've been into your website. Let him go right now. I don't even want to talk to him. Thank you. Let's go to the... Let's go. Next call, Vicki in Idaho. Let's go. Vicki, you're on with Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering on the income tax thing. Actually, on all of this, I wonder if the United States even technically exists anymore, because I've researched all these agreements that they've signed, and you know that they you know about NAFTA, the creation of the FTAA is the North American Union, and that was done by trade agreements. But in the summits of the Americas, they basically agreed to be under the auspices of the Organization of the American States. And when they have these summits, you know, like the summit that was held in Miami, and then one was in Argentina and various places, there are mandates that come down from those meetings that have to then be implemented in our country. And there are working groups that are working to implement those mandates in our laws. And I don't know whether or not you're aware of it, but it was one of those working groups that wrote the immigration reform legislation.
No, I wasn't aware of that. No.
Yeah, and La Raza was one of the participants in the working group.
Oh, my, that's sickening.
Oh, it is. And so I'm not even sure. Okay, now back in 1992, George Bush signed an executive order, number 12803, to sell off all U.S. assets, infrastructure assets. He also had something called the Initiative of the Americas, which later then became NAFTA. But what that called for was the creation of the free trade area of both, you know, North and South America. So, you know, given that there was the fire sale of U.S. assets, and now we have NAFTA, and they're trying to make it, you know, further with the FTAA, I'm not sure that we even have a United States legally.
Well,
if you look at it, you know.
Excuse me, Vicki, let me stop you. Marcus, I'm getting feedback in my ear. Marcus, oh, there we go. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Vicki.
Okay, well, did you understand that whole progression?
What you're saying.
Under the Organization of the American States, and
right,
we have a permanent secretariat, and they implement mandates from that secretariat.
Well, you know, I would like to think that we still have a chance of gaining back our constitutional republic. But every day that goes by, and I have to tell you, I've been out of town for a week. I have not been, by my own admission, up on exactly what's going on, but I've gotten snippets. For example, Dick Cheney and George Bush basically saying they are above any kind of law that will bring them to the carpet or put them in congressional hearings or anything, from what I understand. I mean, and this is so absurd that this cannot be allowed to continue. And, you know, you may be right. Okay,
I think we have a chance, but when we approach these things, you have to do it with an understanding of what they've done. And when you talk to your congressman, you've got to let them know that you know what they've done, and because we can get out of it. The Congress could vote today to eliminate that NAFTA agreement.
No, I know.
They could rescind the La Paz Agreement, which is what started the whole thing. It didn't start the whole thing, but I mean, in terms of erasing our border, that's what started it. So, but you have to start from a position of knowledge and know what they've done.
I understand, but part of the problem is that our congressmen, most of them, most all of them, there's only a handful that haven't, have been compromised. Okay, and so they're not going to do anything about it. I mean, you almost have to do a complete sweep of the House and get rid of all of them.
Yeah, agreed.
So, all right. Anyway, thank you. It's very good thoughts, Vicki.
Okay.
And I have to admit, I'm not up on it as well as you are. But, you know, I've been out of town for a week. Even if I hadn't been out of town for a week, I wouldn't still be as, you know, as up on it as you
well,
are.
Well, it
but
takes a lot of heads down research, I'll tell you. Okay.
I know. All right.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the call. All right. Let's go to Alvin in Pennsylvania. Alvin, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello. Hello, Alvin. Hello, Alvin. We lost him. Okay. Well, Alvin's not there anymore. That's no, there's no more calls left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the balance. I took more callers than I thought I was going to take today. But at any rate, I wanted to share with you some questions that about this, you know, this Ed Brown and Ed and Elaine Brown situation. The question, and there's 31 of them. I'm not going to get on, into all of them today. Is the Internal Revenue Service, and we understand what we're dealing with here, folks, and it's not just Ed and Elaine, it's us, as I said. Is the Internal Revenue Service an organization within the United States Department of the Treasury? And the answer is no. The IRS is not an organization with the United States Department of the Treasury. The U.S. Department of the Treasury was organized by statutes now codified in Title 31 of the United States Code. The only mention of the IRS anywhere in 31 U.S.C. is an authorization for the president to appoint an assistant general counsel in the U.S. Department of the Treasury to be the chief counsel for the IRS. Another question. If not an organization within the United States Department of the Treasury, then what exactly is the IRS? The answer, the IRS appears to be a collection agency working for foreign banks and operating out of Puerto Rico under color of the Federal Alcohol Administration. But the Federal Alcohol Administration was promptly declared unconstitutional inside the 50 states by the U.S. Supreme Court. What do we got? We got another caller. Tom from Ohio. Go ahead. You're on with Michael. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom from Ohio. Go ahead.
No, Don.
Oh, Don from Ohio. I'm
yeah.
sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me walk away from the radio. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to be on so fast. Yeah, I'd like to get some Ron Paul stickers. Do you guys basically have a donation thing where you can get a couple stickers for a donation?
Can we get a couple of stickers, or are you?
Well, you know, Ron Paul 2008. I mean, do you have access to them, or what?
Oh, do we have access to them? In all honesty, I don't know. You need to call John for that one. I really don't know. I would just call in. John will be on right after me. Call him and ask him. I'm
okay.
sure that if.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, another thing, too. Back when the Weavers were raided and stuff like that, is there any archives out there, you know, of, you know, Patriot Radio that you guys can access and basically replay some of that stuff?
Way back at the Ruby Ridge?
Yeah.
You know what? That goes back. Matter of fact, I just commented on that, and I don't even remember who it was. That was in 1993. And, you know, I don't even know that Patriot Radio was around then. And if it was such a fledgling, you know, infant at the time that there's probably nothing.
How about Waco?
There may be some archive somewhere. I know that Republic Broadcasting was not in existence then.
Right.
I don't think the other networks were either. You know, these networks have sprung up in about the last, I don't know, 10, 11 years,
it's
something like that.
Quickly.
What's that?
And getting strong quickly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we are we're getting very strong very quickly, but at this particular – I mean, this probably is part of the reason why we did. I don't know. I wasn't around then. You know, I was still a dumb American watching – or not American Idol, but watching Coach, I think, and drinking a beer at night. But, you know, I was a dummy like a lot of the other Americans. Yes, you're right. It is growing fast. I do not think there is any such thing as you know, Patriot Radio archives. There may be government archives that you can get through Freedom of Information Act. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much, man.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, let's see. What else we got? We got, Ron in New York? Is that right?
Michael, very briefly, I didn't hear the woman that was just on, but just an overall synopsis, not to take a lot of time. What did she say? What was the synopsis of what she said?
She was talking about something implementing through the states of, mandates or whatever that was being imposed. And I, frankly, I didn't understand all of what she was talking about. But ultimately, the bottom line, it was a takeover from within, I believe.
Okay. So an executive orders and whatever she was saying.
Yeah, there was an executive order that George Bush signed, and I didn't catch the number of it, that evidently signed to sell out all the infrastructure of the United States, which would not surprise me whatsoever because that's exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. But she said we're no longer the United States. We're no longer a United States government. We are something else.
Well, yeah, there was, yeah, I mean, obviously there was a coup d'etat that took place when George Bush got into office to begin with, because everything that this man has done has been contrary to the Constitution of the United States. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question. Well, why doesn't Lou Dobbs really reveal the bottom line of this? In other words, you know, he says, oh, it's terrible, it's so confounding. I mean, what are they thinking, that people...
He never says
there's an agenda. Here's the.
Right, well, he can't. He can't. I've got to run. Okay. I've got to take a break. 3 minutes left. Thank you for the call. He can't do that. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Final segments. Two more callers, real quick.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right. right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up. Still got a caller on the line. We're going to take him real quick. Dwight from Texas. Go ahead. You're on with Michael. Hello, Dwight.
Mike?
Yes.
Howdy. Concerning Ed and Elaine Brown, there's a gentleman. He's a trial attorney for the Department of Justice who was an integral part of their case. His name is Jim Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. Uh-huh. I would encourage all the listeners to email this gentleman and copy his boss, the Secretary of Justice of Treasury, Department of Treasury, and we should tell him that any bloodshed will be on his head, and that he can have the law that they were convicted of breaking. He should publish that in their local newspaper.
This is a prosecuting attorney?
That is the trial attorney for the Department of Justice. That was
right.
Part of that trial. His name is Jim Chapman.
Do you have his website or his email address?
I do not, but I will call again and I'll find it out.
Okay, very good. I'll broadcast it.
Thank you very much, and I'll do that tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, that's it. I believe we don't have any more callers there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run one more question by, and I've got 31 of these. By what legal authority, if any, has the IRS established offices inside the 50 states of the Union? The answer is, after much diligent research, several investigators have concluded that there is no known act of Congress or executive order giving IRS lawful jurisdiction to operate within the 50 states. One more. Can the IRS legally show Department of the Treasury on their outgoing mail? And the answer is no. It is obviously such deceptive nomenclature is intended to convey the false impression that IRS is a lawful bureau or department within the United States of the Treasury. Federal law prohibits the use of United States mail for fraudulent purposes, and every piece of U.S. mail sent from the IRS with Department of the Treasury in the return address is one count of mail fraud. That's why they don't use it, folks. Do you smell a rat here? And here we've got Ed and Elaine Brown that have exposed this. We've got many other people, and I'm talking about Dick Simcannon and Irwin Schiff and Larkin Rose and whatever capacity that they did, and they're hoodwinked, and their evidence is suppressed, where they cannot speak out, and they cannot, the judge in whatever respective trial it is will not allow them to present their evidence, because if he did, this whole thing would fall. So who are these judges? Who are these people behind the scenes that keep suppressing the evidence and controlling it and telling the jury under the jury instructions that they are the law, or they will not allow the law to be read in their courtroom, i.e. the Irwin Schiff case? Okay, who are these people, and how much control is being put forth over them? You have to ask yourself those questions. I believe that this fraud is about to be exposed, and thanks to Ed and Elaine Brown, they are the center of the attention. And it's growing, folks. That in itself, in a kind of weird way, is exciting, I think. You know, I can go on and on and on with this. Does the U.S. Department of Justice have power of attorney to represent the IRS in federal court? And the answer is no. Were the so-called 14th and 16th Amendments properly ratified? And the answer is no. And I'm just going through these real quick. Where were the statutes that created specific liability for federal income tax? And the answer is Section 1 of the Revenue Code contains no provisions created a specific liability for taxes imposed. That's it for Monday, June 25th. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you tomorrow with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend, John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he'll have a good show for you. I don't talk to him as much as I used to, but I know he's still there. So hang in there and keep listening. Have a good rest of the day, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.